News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Authorities across Wisconsin are looking for a man who's a former prisoner on probation. He's threatened to shoot police officers. His name is John Shomo. He's 54 years old. He had lived in Milwaukee, but he's also from the Anago area. The Langlade County Sheriff's Department says they were told that Shomo now has several weapons. He's not supposed to have any as a convicted felon. That includes a sawed-off shotgun and a .308 rifle, plus a pistol. Probation agents found both of his vehicles missing from his Milwaukee residence. The 1997 Oldsmobile Bravado SUV and a red 1996 Dodge Ram pickup are both unaccounted for. Shomo was let out of prison in April. He is supposed to be on extended supervision now. We have his mugshot on our website at WSAU.com. The trial is over. The legal wrangling continues in the case of a Minnesota man found guilty of killing his wife, Kara Steger. Now Jeffrey Trevino wants his conviction thrown out. With the report on why, here's WSAU's Larry Lee.
Jeffrey Trevino's attorney asked the Ramsey County, Minnesota judge to toss out the second-degree murder conviction handed down October 2nd. John Kennard claimed Trevino should be acquitted because the injuries to Steger could only amount to third-degree assault and not homicide. Kennard's motion stated the broken finger and cut eyebrow of the victim could not support a murder conviction and also questioned the circumstantial evidence and the theory of smothering Steger with a pillow, telling the judge the prosecution didn't prove his client is guilty. Trevino is to be sentenced November 25th. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
An appeals court was going to give a Marshfield man a new trial in the murder of his girlfriend. Instead, a plea bargain has been reached in this case. More from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
32-year-old Eric Meyer originally pled guilty to felony murder in the death of 43-year-old Cynthia Tyler. An appeals court allowed Meyer to withdraw that plea after he told the court he wasn't aware of what facts had to be proven in the case if he had gone to court. Meyer told investigators at the time of the attack that Tyler kicked him in the mouth, and that he hit her in the face. Tyler went unconscious and later died from a ruptured artery in her head. The details of the plea are not known at this time. Meyer will be in court on Monday before Judge Mike Moran for a plea hearing. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Now that the government shutdown is over, President Obama says there are some areas where Congress should be able to work together.
Passing a budget, immigration reform, Farm Bill.
Those priorities President Obama set for Congress to complete this year. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney explains why.
Those are three that already have some momentum in Congress. They require congressional action.
South Dakota House Republican Kristi Noem thinks that agreement will be reached on the Farm Bill, including the very sticky issue of taming the growth in the food stamp program.
I do think that when you look at the number that the Senate arrived at and what the House arrived at as far as reforms, we can meet somewhere in the middle.
On immigration reform, Noem says House Republicans would rather make incremental improvements than a large comprehensive bill. At the White House, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
You can't begin to imagine some of the things that were impacted by the government shutdown. The National Zoo's wildly popular panda cam is back on. It was shut down while the government was down for 2 weeks. Wisconsin's Building Commission has given final approval for several UW projects. Two of them are on the UWSP campus. Both buildings are residence halls. Carrie Hebler with the university says upgrades and renovations are now on schedule for Watson Hall in 2014 and Thompson Hall in 2015. Watson Hall was originally built in 1968 and Thompson built dates back to 1969. A U.S. Air Marshal from Maryland is accused of taking upskirt cell phone pictures of women while he was on duty. Adam Bartsch allegedly took the photos during a flight from Nashville to Tampa. Witnesses say they saw Bartsch take the photos. They then grabbed his cell phone, took it to a flight attendant while authorities were waiting on the ground once the plane landed. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Cool, cloudy, and damp weather for today, especially during the morning. Some light rain, that'll taper off in the afternoon, a high of 47. Tonight, drying up, low down to 32. Tomorrow, again, some light rain showers, maybe mixing with a few flakes of snow, a high of 45. And then Sunday, we'll see increasing clouds, some rain later in the afternoon, and that'll mix with a bit of snow, especially in the Northwoods, where there could be some light accumulation, a high of 45. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
So with the weather a little iffy for the upcoming weekend, check our real-time weather radar before you head outside. It's available 24-7 at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.